Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you in part by good old Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. You know all that. You've heard me say it before. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. This episode is also brought to you in part by The D Train, starring Jack Black and James Marsden in theaters May 8th. Black plays a social outcast who flies to L.A. to convince Marsden, the most popular guy from his class, to attend their high school reunion. But after a wild night on the town, one thing leads to another, and he soon learns that what happens in L.A. doesn't necessarily stay there. Yeah, L.A. isn't Vegas. Something happens in L.A., the whole world gets to know about it. Boldly going where no buddy comedy's gone before, the D-Train proves that some reunions are harder than others. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but now...
Hey everybody. Hey, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is all about movies.
Considering what a shitty lead-in I gave you guys, that was amazing. I was like, this isn't fair, and then you brought it home. Coming to you once again from Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hare adjacent. It's May 5th, 2015. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Let me see your name tags. Let me see your name tags. Wow. Would you like to make some name tags? I got to get Kristen Bell on the show and have her sing that. Holy shit, you guys. These are some name tags. Backstage, one of the guests was saying, I don't think there's a lot of name tags out there tonight. And I was like, you know what? They've got them down low, and they're going to whip them out, and your minds are going to be blown. Holy crap, you guys. It's too much to absorb. Instead of Jaws, there's Jens. Instead of MIB, there's JIB. Part 3, by the way, with my face on there. From Dusk Till Gary. Why take that from people named Don? There's no girl with a Dawn unmarried sign. It's a Jay Moore, Gary unmarried joke. What's up with this guy right here with no name tag at all, just hanging out, like, don't notice me? Why don't you have a name tag, man?
I got stoned instead.
He got stoned instead. I'm sure plenty of these people got stoned and made a name tag. Look at this guy right here. Enola J. He changed gay to J. That's a manly thing to do. What's the last movie you saw, a guy who didn't make a name tag because he was stoned? Do you even remember?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Horns.
Horns with Daniel Radcliffe as a man who suddenly has horns on his head, has a lot of splaining to do. I have not sat through that motion picture. I'm thinking about going back through and watching every Harry Potter movie first, all over again, maybe 6 or 7 times each. And then I'll get around to horns. Because I just know I like the Harry Potter movies. Horns, I don't think so. Let me ask the audience, isn't it cool that we're here in Rosemont, Illinois, and they every time I perform here, they put up this cool Tron backdrop? Like, I don't know what they normally have on stage here at Zany's in Rosemont, but when they put up the Tron... I think it's some sort of blueprint or something from scene from Tron. Makes me very proud. Thanks for bringing all your name tags, you guys, and thanks for going to the movies. Have any of you ever been to, without movies, I got nothing. Fort Wayne, Indiana, has anybody been there? Fort Wayne, for reals? All right, because I'm going to be there this Thursday. My first time, I'm going to be at the International Ballroom. That sounds exciting and fancy and big. So please come if you're anywhere near that place. Is anyone here tonight in Rosemont doing the Doug Loves Movies Challenge of 365 movies in 365 days? We got a couple of takers. You, three people are doing it? What number are you up to?
92.
92 movies? You're behind, man. You're doing one better than me, I think. But you're behind, man. You gonna go to any film festivals?
No.
Nope, you'll have to have a home festival one day. Because I'm telling you, the best way to catch up is just bang out like 5 movies in a day at home on Netflix and cable and whatever you gotta do. But not FX or channels that put in commercials and cut out shit. That doesn't count. Or movies you've seen before.
Yeah.
I'd love to count Guardians of the Galaxy every time. Okay, there's a couple more over here. What's the number over here?
103.
Much better than 92 and 91. What was movie number 103?
The Voices?
The Ryan Reynolds thing? I want to watch it because Anna Kendrick's in it. And I stutter whenever I say her name. She's the most intimidating woman on the planet. Cause she can fucking freestyle. Well, you like it or no? I'm afraid to even say bad things about it.
It's all right.
Okay, moving on. And what about over here? What do we have over here? There was one over here. Were you clapping just to clap? Like, I'm high, I'm going to clap. What number are you up to?
156.
156? Shit. It's not really a competition, but you're doing great. It's still interesting to note that here we are in May, and at 156, you still have 200 movies to watch, give or take a couple. What? Porn does not count. Not even parody porns of porn parodies of movies do not count. Batman and Throbbin does not count. I don't know where I come up with this stuff. So what's your number, movie number 156, man?
Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy. And you hadn't seen that yet? Congratulations. on finally watching that. That's a pot smoker ride of patches. That's if you're in the Scouts, you get a patch for watching Grandma's Boy. Everybody has to do it. Sunday, Mother's Day, Doug Loves Movies comes to Comedy Works in Denver at 4:20 in the afternoon. And then I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of Junior to celebrate Mother's Day at 8 o'clock in Littleton at the Alamo Draft House. Do you guys ever go to movies here at Movie Co. right over here? They are showing, they have the D-Box seats, you know, that shake the shit out of you while you're watching the movie. And they also have 3D movies there. So I just stepped in a little while ago into the theater where there was D-Box. I was like, oh, if it's Avengers, I'll sit down and shake in my seat for a couple minutes. Because I was done seeing another movie, which I will talk about later. And but I went in there, and they're watching the 3D version. So it's like people have to wear 3D glasses and then get shook around in their seat violently the whole time. Like, if my glasses aren't tight enough, they'd be falling off the whole time. Seems ridiculous. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. The prize bag is a gorgeous from Podcastathon, the Never Not Funny Podcastathon. I got a hold of one of their bags, and it's really cool because it's like a one of those backpacky kind of bags. So, like, I was walking around with it on my back, and I was feeling pretty slick while I was doing it. And this is going to blow your minds, you guys. Willie Nelson, the great Willie Nelson, is he's going to start selling weed, his own brand of weed, in states where it's legal, and it's called Willie's Reserve. And this is a preview canister that was given to me by Willie himself of what it's going to look like. There's no weed inside of it. Want to be very clear, preview canister. But still, you got one of the first containers that are going to have Sweet Willie's weed in it. And it even says sativa strain on the front of it. So it's specific about which strain is not in here at all. And then we got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a couple other items that we'll go through with my guests. Three very funny comedians that are all in the area and have all participated in this show before. So let's please give a big warm welcome to Adam Burke, Aaron Kleiber, and Nick Griffin.
We did it.
Hey, what happened?
We did it.
We did what? You just like to say we did it?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'd like you to do. That's Aaron Kleiber, everybody. The great Aaron Kleiber. Pittsburgh stand-up phenom. Who was at the show last night at Zany's Chicago? How hilarious was he last night? Great show. Did
just
a great
her.
Set.
Just her.
Yeah.
Just her.
But I would like you, at
my
some
mom.
Point during the show, Aaron, I was going to put this in the prize bag. Somebody gave it to me last night, but now I'm thinking of a better thing to do with it. I would like you to go into the bathroom and take this at-home drug test. It's a marijuana drug test. I assume you have to pee on it or something.
And are you trying to get me in trouble with my wife?
My wife? No, I don't want to... I don't want to get you in trouble with your wife. I just think it'd be fun to test you for marijuana during the show. Because you'll come out clean. You don't smoke marijuana.
Nope.
All right, maybe I'll put it in the prize bag. What'd you bring for the prize bag?
Brought a DVD, Grown Man Business DVD.
That's Aaron Kleiber's stand-up comedy album DVD thingy.
Uh-huh. And I just threw something else in there. It's a DVD of just a random film. It's all four Rockies. The fourth one, Rocky, is there for sure. There it is. All the first four Rockies.
What do you mean Rocky is there in the fourth one?
No, like the, you know, because like the fourth one, it just goes to the fourth one, the most important Rocky IV that I know extensively about.
This is all because you missed on Rocky IV on a previous episode of Douglas Movies?
Dude, I went to a bargain bin, I closed my eyes, reached in, pulled out the first DVD that was in there that was like 1999. So...
Sounds like you're trying to settle a score, like you still feel bad about what happened that day.
Just a movie lover, just trying to spread the love of great movies about boxing. So...
All right, well, thanks for delivering with this package that contains 2.5 great movies about boxing.
And back on the show after being in a lost episode. His first episode was a lost episode at the Zombie Barn in Atlanta. And now he's back, and he was so great on that show. I'm so happy to have him back. Nick Griffin is here, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks for having me back. I was nervous the first time I did the show, and then it went well, and so I'm glad I felt.
Yeah, it went well, and then nobody got to hear it. And,
right, there's no proof it went well, but I feel good.
Now here you are, I think it'll go well again. I mean, I don't know. You've never played this club before, but I think you're here all this weekend.
I am. I'm here all week.
Yeah. So come back and see him, you guys, and. Just, you know, this would be a good opportunity for you to just kind of sit here and take in the fact that every time you perform this weekend, there's going to be all these weird glowing things on all the tables that are make you feel like you're performing in somebody's version of the future.
Thanks for warning.
Like everyone's going to suddenly, you know, rise into heaven or something after your set is over. There, oh, look at that.
Thank
one's
you,
floating
sir.
Up there in the back.
We didn't know what rising
to illustrate
like.
That. Yeah, show Nick what rising is. There,
yeah, there you go.
Goes. Up is rising, down is not rising.
Isn't that what you do when, like...
We are apes.
Like an old Chinese grandma dies, you let, like, a little thing...
A whole Chinese grandma?
I don't...
Oh, my God, we've got a partial dead grandma on our hands.
You the know, more Aaron talks, the more confused I get. I just,
you know, it,
Nick brought a copy of his CD called Bring Out the Monkey, which is an awesome title for anything.
Thank you.
It's an awesome thing to do on any occasion. Can't think of a situation where somebody's like, not now. Why are you bringing out the monkey? That's the last thing we need. We got my CD. I got a new one coming out on June 9th called Promotional Tool. But I'm still giving away the last one. I got a sticker that says something about a 420 brewing company, so that's fun. what else? Oh, a scarf from our friends at Hitman Glass. And Adam Burke is here, everybody.
Hello.
Chicago comedy phenom who brought his CD. Is this your latest?
Yeah, it's my only one. Yeah.
The only? Your latest only?
Yeah, exactly.
Universal Squirrel Theory?
Yeah, that's correct. That's right. That'd be a good twofer for Bring Out the Monkey. They're very animal themed.
Yeah, you get it. Everybody, the squirrel... The the bag tonight's got a squirrel and a monkey in it. And my dick. So, wouldn't that be weird if at every show I just cut a hole in the prize bag and slip my dink in, Mickey Rourke style?
And then pick somebody
And when
from
I say Mickey
audience.
Rourke style, I mean, you know, in his day-to-day life, he puts his dick in the bottom of everything. Wasn't just in the movie Diner from so many years ago that most of you probably don't even get the reference. Nirvana shirt. Have you seen the Kurt Cobain doc?
Not yet.
Oh, wow. Did not expect that answer. When someone has Nirvana wear on their body, when it says Nirvana across your chest, you figure it'd be really on top of the sink checking that out. You just don't have HBO?
No.
I'm sure it'll be available in some way, shape, or form soon. And, darn it, he says. All right, so I was kidding around. The drug test is going in the prize bag. Somebody. Yeah, you guys need it here. The marijuana thing's intense here. Like, to get a medical card, you have to really have some pretty bad stuff going on. You can't just be like, oh, my ankles sweat when I watch porn. let's go down the line, gentlemen. Talk about movies you've seen. Aaron Kleiber, you're first.
Oh, I just saw...
Nick Griffin's going to be second.
I just... this week I watched Misery Loves Comedy, Kevin Pollak's comedy documentary.
Oh, I was hoping it was a sequel to Misery where this time Kathy Bates hobbles Sinbad.
Very funny.
Oh, my. That is hilarious.
I don't know why I picked Sinbad.
Nope. Perfectly cast. I'm in. I will play the mailman.
He's just front of mind because I'm jealous of him because he performs completely clean, his act, and by all accounts has hilarious killer shows. I don't know how that's possible. So I say, fuck that guy.
So, yeah.
I'm jealous. I'm going to try to get him on this show, though.
You should, please.
It'd be fun to get him on this show, and he'll be not swearing, and I'll be swearing. So don't tell him that I plan to swear. If you run into that.
I think he's
if you
okay
run into
it.
That fucking guy. I like him. I like
hey,
him.
Sinbad. Guess what Doug said.
Yeah. Or you could tweet it. You could tweet at him. Doug Benson challenges you to come on his show and not swear while he's swearing. What movie did you see?
Misery Loves Sinbad.
Loves Comedy is our friend Kevin Pollak made that movie.
Yeah.
Comedians just talking about how misery leads them to comedy.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a sidebar question and round on the show. In support of our friend's movie, Misery Loves Comedy, we'll start with Adam. Are you a comedian because you're miserable?
No, the other way around. I'm miserable because I'm a comedian.
Interesting. You had a perfectly nice life, and then you picked comedy and made yourself miserable?
Yeah, and I've just watched my nice life recede into the distance like a sailor waving back at the shore.
Man, yeah, some sailors really miss the shore.
They do.
As soon as they get away from it. Nick, what about you? Do you feel like you're a miserable person? That's what Kevin Pollak
asked. That's the message you want to send out to 400 potential fans.
Kevin Pollak asked that, though, of everybody. Like, I feel like I feel like I was a nerd in school that wasn't appreciated, but I also felt like I was bad at getting laughs. Like, I wasn't the class clown. I just sort of, like, did silly things to amuse myself that everyone just thought I was a weirdo. Mm-hmm. And it just sort of got me by until somehow I figured out, you know, how to be funny in a way that is marketable. Back when I found that out that was even a thing, you just started getting work. And was that your story,
Nick?
Yeah,
no, I was not happy early on. And but I also worked, you know, I'd have jobs and I just didn't want it. It felt like the worst thing that had ever happened to me. No matter what job I had, whether it be bussing tables or, you know, working at a festival, I'd go, how could anyone go through something this awful? And it was easy, but it just, I couldn't do it. And I wanted to not work very hard.
No, I agree with that.
Every job I had that was hard, I was bad at, and I couldn't focus. So I just started
finding jobs that were easier.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like, I think that stand-up comedians, in a way, are also con men, because, and women, because basically we're getting paid to just get up and talk to everybody for a while, and so we're just kind of convincing everybody that that they should be enjoying what we're doing, and then giving us money for it.
Yeah.
It's fucking shifty as fuck. Because there's tricks in stand-up comedy. You could do a really shitty act and get paid and entertain audiences. Not smart audiences like you guys. See, I just did one of the tricks on you and you fell for it. What about you, Aaron? Were you miserable?
Until I was 10, I had a miserable, abusive childhood.
Yes.
So, yeah, right? I know, right? Getting digging deep. Here we go. So anyway, in 1984...
Yeah, I love that track on the album that you put in the prize bag, the one called Where He Touched Me. It's really interesting that you go that deep on a comedy album and really share your...
It's more of an affidavit, really, than a comedy album.
It's kind of the thesis statement of the album. It's... No, I, you know, since I went through that early childhood, I hit middle school and high school, and I wanted attention and love, and I got it through making people laugh. That's an honest answer.
No, that's very honest, yeah. Attention and love, that's a good thing to go for. I grew up, certainly, I had a perfectly nice upbringing. I just didn't fit in or whatever, so... yeah, it was fine. It worked out all right. It's like all the fucking nerds in Silicon Valley. They're doing okay.
Yeah.
Worked out all right for them. They're all billionaires. Nobody, you know, they may have only had sex with one woman, and they're married to her, and she's getting half of their shit soon. Half of his shit. I called it their shit because half of it's hers. What was the last movie you saw, Nick Griffin? Getting back on track.
I'm going to say it was Tusk, I think.
Oh, and an interesting reaction. People are excited about Tusk.
Yeah, they're wooing for it.
Yeah. How'd you like it, Nick?
I liked it okay. I was struck by the size of Haley Joel Osment's head. I said, if somebody should have tusks, that would be more... Seem there's more room on that one for...
Listen,
but I liked it. I liked it okay. It was good. I liked the
HJO is a friend of the show.
No, I know he is. I'm not
he's been on it a few times. His big head has been on.
He knows his head's big.
Do you talk about how HJO sounds like a complicated sex act?
Well, it's a hand job with options.
Boom. Still got it. Still got it. Still got it.
I can only ever afford the standard model. It's not like I can never get the options.
Did I ask you, Adam?
No. I finally got around to watching The Babadook last night.
Babadook!
Woo!
Was it Baba Spooky or Baba Dookie?
Is that thumbs up or thumbs down?
Basically, for this one film.
Yeah, sure.
It's the rating system for the Baba Dookie. You call your movie Baba Dookie, you know you're stepping in it.
It was Baba Spooky. Yeah, it was great.
Everybody I hear from loves it, and I'm on an anti horror film tirade. So, especially if it's PG-13, fuck that. Oh my God, what's going to be scary about a PG-13 horror movie? What's the next one that's PG-13? Something's about to drop. Poltergeist is fucking PG-13. That's some bullshit right there. Poltergeist original practically, it kick-started PG-13 as a rating because it was too intense as a PG.
Right.
And and then now we're stuck with all these, middle-of-the-road PG-13 scary movies that just, to me, aren't scary. Some people, a doll or a clown, that'll get them,
No.
But I need a little bit more than that. I need somebody's dick to be bitten off.
I'm with you.
What is that, Garp? Is Garp a horror movie?
Yes.
Was that PG-13?
Yeah, that's just a shame. That's just a sad state of affairs when World According to Garp has more dicks being bitten off than most horror movies. It's like way above most horror movies in the dick's bitten off category.
And the new Poltergeist, is it still a Native American burial ground, or do they update it?
Why would you want to spoil that they either changed it to something dumb or kept it something we already know? Great options. Those are some great HJ options they got right there. Like, I just do not care about it.
No,
like,
I don't.
They've got a really extra specially scary-looking clown doll for the poster. Like, a doll that's clearly someone made it intending it to be scary.
Yep.
Clown dolls are scary when they're just a fucking clown face that's supposed to bring joy. That's when they're fucking scary, not when they have fangs.
Or they're airbrushed to look dusty and vintage.
Don't get me started about Annabelle. That little bitch.
More airbrushing.
The hours I've wasted on Annabelle, waiting for her to come to life and do some shit. Dragging somebody down a hallway, I did that yesterday. All right, you guys. Now's the part of the show where I say, shall we play a game? I didn't even say the right thing. I was supposed to say, let the games begin. I don't need to ask permission. This is my show.
You accidentally mashed up Bane with War Games.
Yeah. War Bane. Bane Games. Something like that. But yeah, I did need to mention, though, really quickly that today I watched The Age of Adeline. It, did you hear that? No clapping.
No.
This yeah. guy, front row Devin, who comes to a lot of the shows and sits in the front row, he told me that it's an excellent film and it's just remarkable from start to finish. He didn't use any of those words, but similar sentiments. And it was all right, but I don't know why he was so blown away by it. It's an interesting movie because it's about the perils. We could all relate to this. Like, imagine you're stuck being a 28-year-old woman who is beautiful, and you're stuck that way for the rest of your life. What a nightmare that would be. To be able to do whatever you want for eternity looking like a fucking hot 28-year-old. I mean, that's a crutch right there, like having to walk around being all hot and 28.
Everybody's eyes on
as
you.
As the decades wear on. So, yeah, so it's a drama about how she's got this dilemma, and but also they bring in, like, a lot of science talk about how what happened to her and how it can get fixed and all this stuff. And Harrison Ford and just barely misses a Doug Diggit rating. I watched the whole thing. I didn't fall asleep. That'll get people in the theaters. Doug Benson has said, I watched the whole thing. I did not fall asleep. Oh, your eyes pried open like Clockwork Orange? All right, let's play a game, or several games, lots of games. That's what we're here for. People brought some name tags. Let's see them. I told you there'd be a lot of name tags.
So many lights.
So all three of you guys need to just get up, get off your lazy asses. Walk around, get a good look. They're all throughout the room. It's quite a dazzling array tonight. I think I'm gonna make a vine of it while you guys pick your name tags. And we're also gonna go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages voiced by me.
This Doug Loves Movies is brought to you in part by A24, presenting Ex Machina, the provocative new science fiction thriller that has audiences and critics seduced, me included. I've been telling you guys about this movie for weeks. Why haven't you gone yet? Everybody that does go tweets me saying, hey, it was really good. I'm glad you recommended it. As I said during the Doug Loves Movies challenge, when I saw it at South by Southwest, it's probably the greatest robot movie ever made. And all the critics agree. A futuristic shocker about men, the machines they make, and the women they dream up, was said by Manola Dargis of the New York Times, who made it a critic's pick. And Peter Travers of Rolling Stone declares, you've never seen anything like it. Ex Machina, you guys. Don't be afraid of pronouncing it. Just go up to the box office and say, Ex Machina for me, please. Playing now, everywhere. Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends at Squarespace. Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well, it's a time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful website templates for you to work with. Not only that, but those templates are part of Squarespace's responsive design, which means your website scales look great to any device, further minimizing the hassles of making a website on your own. Every website you build also comes with a free online store if you need it. Just need something minimalistic but powerful? Their cover page feature also allows you to set up a beautiful one-page online presence in minutes. You guys, building a website used to be hard work, but those days are over. Seriously, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Doug Loves Movies. We thank Squarespace for their support of Doug Loves Movies. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
And we're back. Adam.
Hey.
Who are you playing for down there?
I'm playing for La Femme Nikki.
Hello, my name is La Femme Nikki, yeah. And it lights up. And
I chose way too soon because I'm really easily intimidated. A woman just went, hey, and then handed it to me, and I took it. So sorry, everyone else who's more polite than this person.
That is a really sneaky approach for future right. visitors to the show. Just shove a name tag in somebody's hand, and they're stuck with it. What do you got?
Me?
Nick, yeah.
I didn't mean to jump ahead. Desperately Seeking Susan over there? Yeah, there she is right there.
And your name is Susan, so you didn't have to do anything to it?
Is that true?
Yeah, that's real easy.
Yeah.
But she put her face and my face on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, your face is on, I think, yeah, you're on Madonna.
What drew you to that, Nick?
I used to masturbate to Roseanne Arquette a lot.
Bingo.
But not anymore.
That's honest. That's the truth.
I had a feeling you'd have a reason. I apologize that now my face is on her, or is my face on Madonna?
You're on Madonna.
I'm on Madonna.
Oh, you're on Madonna.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited.
I like that.
I mean, I didn't mean that. I mean, I. Let's do it, Susan. Come on. Not literally.
That's a good movie, I think.
Yeah, it's okay. Aiden Quinn.
I think it holds up all right. It's wacky. Lots of character actors in it.
Yeah, Robert Joy. Remember Robert Joy?
Yeah, John Turturro. Yeah. Is a failing stand-up comedian, I think, in it.
He's
says
great.
Says some funny, hacky lines. Eric Kleiber, who are you playing for?
I think Steven, right?
Steven.
Steven?
Steven. The seven.
Steven?
The V is a
Steven.
Seven, like Steven? The movie Seven.
And it is a box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? It is Gwyneth Paltrow's
head
on a mother effing stick.
On a stick.
I usually try to go for cheese horror, and this is this is the gift that keeps on giving. This is good.
You never saw her head on a stick in the film. You just
no.
You were just told that her head was in the box.
Yeah, it just makes it functional. When you yell the question.
Well, you never... Yeah, you could pop it out.
You could carry it
pop
around.
Pop her head out.
Like, hey, Steven, what's in the box?
Yeah.
Then you
How
put,
about this, though? This feels like I'm cranking you off, but...
Yeah. Go up and down. Peek-a-boo, Gwyneth, please, over and over.
Now that's a HBO.
How about this? No, but check this out, though. I'm so glad Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't in Age of Ultron. What? 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 She's attacking me. Get your box off of me, Gwyneth.
Said no one ever.
I think Chris Martin said it, didn't he?
Touché.
I'm trying to think of an applicable Coldplay lyric, but I don't know Coldplay lyrics. Something about ruling the world. So, on a stick. On a stick! Let's play some games. Yeah, put that shit down. Good job, Steven. Steven. Steven, Steven.
Steven.
We're going to play as many games as we have time for. I loaded up a few. Looks like we're already behind. So that's exciting. But I'd like to start with a round of a little thing that I like to call ABCD's Nuts.
Can't help and, think of that video. That's so funny.
What?
Got him! It's so funny. These nuts. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. This is a spelling game where you guys are going to take turns naming movies that begin with specific letters that spell out what I'd like to spell out today. And in honor of soon it's going to be upon us, the latest in the Jurassic Park franchise. So I would like to spell out, and also just as a helpful lesson to everyone that wants to spell it out when you're tweeting about it, when it comes out and you have an opinion, your opinions will look smarter if you spell it correctly. Jurassic is a tricky word. so we're going to spell that today. And so we'll start with Nick, and then we'll go to Adam, and then to Aaron. First letter is J, Nick. Just name any movie that begins with the letter J. And if you match the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, you win this whole game automatically.
Wow, that would be cool.
And if you can't think of a movie that begins with the letter J,
leave.
Out of all the films, no, I'll let you stay, but you will sit there in such shame. Yeah.
You will retreat to the shadows. Only to return for Last Man Stanton.
Do I go?
Go, letter J.
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yes.
Did I get it?
No. Oh. It's just when you made the J sound, I thought you might be in the right ballpark. And then you went Airy Maguire, which is completely wrong. I had selected Junior. Film that I'll be interrupting this Sunday, Mother's Day, at the Alamo Draft House in Littleton, Colorado. Get your seats now. It will sell out. Adam, the letter U. Any movie that begins with the letter U.
Unbelievable lightness of being, comma, the.
You can do that, right?
Now, Adam, from your appearance... And from what I know about you, yeah. I think you're a man that appreciates playing by the rules. And if you pull this comma the shit with me one more time, I'm going to let it go one time. But I asked you for a movie that begins with the letter U, which by all standard of measure, the unbearable lightness of being is not. That's a T. There are no T's in Jurassic Park, so I don't want to hear the word the again.
There are T-Rexes.
Well done.
Son of a bitch.
You're the winner. Who gets the prize bag? I'd be shitty at hosting at midnight because I'd do that like three minutes in. You get all the points. Let's go smoke by a dumpster. What'd you say for the letter U?
Unbearable lightness.
Oh, yeah. That's what Adam said. I was looking at Nick and he answered like it was him. I went with unstoppable. Because that's my favorite movie about a train that eventually stops. Aaron, R. Jurassic, R.
Radio.
Always a fun answer. I went with a movie called Revenge. Yeah, because it's set in Mexico.
The Kevin Costner thing?
Yes. Oh, okay. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. A is the next letter, Adam.
Oh, you dick.
Amelie.
Amelie. I did not expect anyone to go French on us.
But that He's is got a, the tie on.
That is a quality film. I went with All the Pretty Horses. You know why? Set in Mexico.
Ah, oh, nice.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Everybody. S. Who's next?
You're running the show.
No idea. And there doesn't really.
You guys really don't know?
Oh, am I? I'm probably next, right?
Who's next?
Oh, yeah, I'm next.
I think Nick's next.
Selena?
Selena? All right. Note to self, people love movies about tragic deaths. I went with Spider-Man 2.
Because it's set in Mexico.
No. Because it is my, it is still to this day my favorite Spidey movie. Spider-Man 2. Yeah. Okay.
Really?
I don't care what happens. Yeah. All right, the next S in Jurassic.
7.
Oh, that was, that timed out nicely.
I mean, Stefan.
I went with Spider-Man because it's my second favorite Spider-Man movie to this day. Who's next for letter I? Adam?
Yeah. Ishtar.
God damn!
You get extra credit for picking a movie that everybody thinks is terrible, but isn't that bad? I gotta watch it again, I think. Maybe next year. I went with In Cold Blood.
Wow, that was good.
Set in Mexico. Parts of it, not all of it, right? Yeah.
I feel like that should have been a sarcastic C.
Yeah. Well, that is the next letter, C.
Is that me?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to say Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. I might, I put that in my top three of, it's a 3-3-3. You know what that means. It's a 3-for-3. I'd say the Catch Me If You Can is in my top three favorite Spielberg movies, Tom Hanks movies, and Leonardo DiCaprio movies. Like, wow. All three of those, wow, it's in my top three.
Wow.
Probably around the number three. But way up there, because I love that movie. I went with Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Wow.
Because it has scenes in Mexico. P.
P. Porky's.
Also Mexico, but I went with...
That is correct.
Point Break, because you know where they go surfing, dude!
Mexico.
A.
Is that me? All the President's Men.
That's a good one. One guy over there laughing for some reason. I went with Annie. But which one, right? The first one, because the new one's called Blanny. R...
Oh, is it me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's R. Oh, Rain Man.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Oh, the red. Because it takes place in Chicago. Sucking up to the semi-local crowd. I love how many people here didn't clap just because I said Chicago. They're like, we're near it. Wait, were you cheering for not cheering for Chicago? We're sick of living near Chicago. Why does it get all the headlines? Why aren't people talking about Napier? I just pulled that name out. I didn't mean to offend anybody.
In my mind, I was just like, I hope this is in Illinois.
Napier?
Is it?
I think so. There's no Napier, Illinois?
Napierville.
Napierville.
Naperville.
Oh, Naperville? Yeah. Okay. We'll fix that in post. Who's got the K? Where are we up to?
Me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, K.
Oh, what would Doug say?
K.
I have two.
Pick one, K.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
What was the other one?
K-Pax. Look at him nodding like, hell yeah, it was K-Pax, son of a bitch. Yeah, damn right.
There's so many good Ks. K-19.
Yeah.
Widowmaker.
K-9 Cop.
K-9.
K-9.
Yeah, K-9. But I went with Kansas City Confidential.
Oh, nice.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Because supposedly, some of this movie was set in Mexico.
Have you seen it?
It's I don't know what that's about. Kansas City Confidential?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't know about you, but I took it seriously, and they said to keep it confidential. Said, first rule of Kansas City Confidential. All right, so nobody wins that game. That was a big waste of time. Let's get serious, gentlemen. But we'll start. We'll do the same order that we were doing before. So that means it goes Nick, Adam, Aaron. Was that the opposite order? Perfect. Is there somebody in the audience who goes by the Twitter name? I love how there was actually someone who just reacted when I said, is there somebody in the audience? A guy went, ah, ah, ah.
I think you'll find.
Might be me. No, where's Badly? Badlee. Is that you over there for reals? Yeah. How you doing, dude? I'm all right. Doing a podcast. You wrote to me on Twitter today saying that if I needed a Last Man Stanton suggestion, because that's what we're about to play. Oof. If you wrote, said, if you need a suggestion, I've got the perfect one. And he's saying Alec Baldwin. I don't know if that's the perfect one, but it's the one we're going to play right now. Yeah.
Yikes.
Ooh, boy.
And I'll play two, so I'm wedged in between there, in between Adam and Aaron. Because
awful place to be.
I like to play this game. And don't yell out, you guys. Don't yell out if you know any Alec Baldwins.
Of obscure movies.
Especially if he's worked with Amy Adams.
Fuck.
What do you got there, Nick? Any movie that's got Alec Baldwin in it?
Fuck.
Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yes.
And I'm done. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go to Adam.
The Shadow.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Pulling out a weird one early on. I like that. I'm going to go with... So many.
By the way, just to clarify, we can't just say three episodes of 30 Rock in a row. We can't just call that a movie.
Yeah, just to clarify, go fucking be a guest on Doug Loves TV.
Somebody just bought that website.
But three episodes of 30 Rock are better than most of the movies we're going to mention in this game.
I'm going to go with It's Complicated.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until he says it's my turn.
Aaron?
Oh, hey. Pearl Harbor.
Ooh.
See him there?
I don't even remember him in Pearl Harbor, but...
He was a ship captain.
Take your damn word for it. Now, Nick's had a little time to recover from saying what he thought was the only movie he could think of.
Yeah. I've readjusted. I'm going to go with The Departed.
Yes!
Blue Jasmine.
Fuck.
Nice.
No, I made a face because that reminded me of Miami Blues.
Wow. Yeah, wow is right, motherfucker. Better get a goddamn wow from Miami. Miami Blues.
Beetlejuice.
Yes!
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo!
It's Nick's turn, right?
Okay.
You're looking at me like it's my turn.
It's not. It's your turn.
Didn't he just say one?
He just said Miami.
Oh, you
Blues?
Said one?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said Miami Blues,
oh,
motherfucker.
Miami Blues. God damn.
That's the sequel.
And then he said Beetlejuice. Now we've almost said it three times. Be careful. And now it's Nick's turn. Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Was in.
He's in some movies, you know.
He's been in some movies.
I feel bad for Susan.
This game doesn't decide it, so don't feel bad if you
no,
have to
I know.
If you have to check out.
What was that? Can I describe the movie? There was a movie with Kevin Bacon where he was pregnant with that woman. That woman was pregnant.
That's going to only help another player in the
don't
game.
I know.
Because you have to come up with it. And I had already thought of that one.
The red... I'm sorry. I don't got it.
All right, so Nick's out.
Fuck.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, all I could think of was Glengarry Glen Ross 2. Glengarrier, but that's
Glengarrier. Glengarrier.
That's his line from the movie.
Yeah. All right, you're out. You're out too. This is gonna be some hot action between me and Aaron. And yeah, here we go. Holy
hot
fuck!
Action.
Yeah, I will start it off with The Juror.
Oh, shit.
The Rural Juror.
That's what I had.
That was going to be your movie?
Yeah.
Where he's trying to coerce Demi Moore into juroring correctly. At one point, he strangles the shit out of Anne Heche.
I have like three movies that I think he was in.
Okay. Let's hear one of them. I've got
a
couple dozen.
In. Shit.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah. Oh. Was he in.
Say it. Come on. Do it.
Was he
say
in.
Say it.
Was he
spit
in,
it out.
Was he in. No.
You could do it.
Was he in Mars Attacks?
I think he was not. Yeah, I think he was not.
A lot of cameos.
You know what he was in, though? He was in The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, that was it! I kept thinking K-19 Widowmaker,
He was in She's Having a Baby.
Yeah, She's Having a Baby in Malice.
He was in Still Alice, Malice. He'll do anything that rhymes with Alice or Malice. He was probably in Woody Allen's Alice. The Royal Tenenbaums, of course.
Yeah.
Elizabethtown. Working Girl.
Oh, well, it's all very easy from out there.
Yeah, it's very easy from out there. Team America, that's a good pull.
We're seeing the Incredible Mr. Fox.
Aloha, Looking Ahead. The what? A Log Cave Polly. The Devil and Daniel Webster, something like that. I said Hunt for Red October, you cunt for Red October.
Wasn't he in the newborn? Was he in the newborn?
Alec Baldwin is not a newborn. Have you seen the hair on that man?
Was Alec Baldwin in Mississippi Burning?
Ghost of Mississippi. The man has worked a lot. Good for him.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's a fun game, right?
Yeah.
I love to win. But you came in second there, Aaron, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you're our winner. Because I'm not playing for a head in a box. Now it's time for Lincoln Urbane. The Great State of Lincoln requests Lincoln Urbane. I wish somebody would make another movie about at least one of those gentlemen. Because then we could keep going with that game. But I exhausted all the quotes when they were both alive. I mean, when they were both movies. All right, so we're going to start with Aaron, and then we will proceed to... What order were we going in that last game? Oh, no, wait. Better yet, who lasted longer?
Adam lasted longer.
Okay, so we'll go to Adam and then to Nick. Mm-hmm. And Aaron gets to pick the first category. I don't know why.
What are we playing?
Kind of accent there. The Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah.
How was that pizza right there? Yeah. How was it?
It's all right.
Is that right? No, I don't want it. You really worked on it a little bit there. Left just the right amount to not be appetizing to anybody. Even the Rosemont homeless would turn that down.
And there is just one.
Yeah. And they put a security uniform on him just for appearances. Yeah. This is the craziest little mall. I love it. I absolutely love it.
You love this bar and grill?
I love this whole town because it's just like a little hotel and restaurant mall town. It's an airport town.
Yeah.
It's like just...
The flag football field just in the middle of nowhere.
It's three minutes to the airport from here. Like, I just want to commit the most horrible crime and then jump in a shuttle.
What?
You could get out of town so fast here.
You just walk out to the mall and be like, yep, I'm going to commit a crime and jump on a shuttle.
He'll take you right to the airport after you commit the crime.
Catch me if you can. All right, 333.
Yeah. All right, you get to pick a category, Aaron. And you get three options between... Wait, where did I start? I can't find the starting point. What a disaster. Oh, shit, hang on. Nationwide is on your side.
Sponsor?
No, that's movies where a kid dies.
Right. Of course.
First name basis. Nobody ever wants to pick this because it just sounds too fucked up. It's. I'm going to read, once we get to the part where we read the names, I'll just read the first names of all the actors in the film and actresses. So that could hurt or help depending on the movie and how well you know all the names. Or Go Bananas. And that's movies with apes in the title. Let me give you an example. The Grand Budapest Hotel. There's always at least one panelist that makes a math face.
I got it.
I get it. I was like, I know all those planet moves. Wait a second.
What do you like? Kid Dies, First Names Only, or Apes?
I'm gonna.
What kind of world would you like to live in? A world where children die, a world where you only have first names, or a world filled with apes?
Well, I have three
children.
That
rose up during the dawn of the rise of the conquering of the planet of the apes.
I have three kids, Doug.
So you do not want them. Did you like that Super Bowl commercial? With the burnt out television and then the little boy where they said, he's not going to see another Super Bowl or whatever the fuck they said.
I think we'll definitely go with Nationwide is on your side.
All right. Get rid of this goddamn category.
I'm not wishing death
category.
Upon my children. Just enough where we have to call our insurance.
2.5 stars for this movie where a child dies. From 2001, Leonard Maltin says about this movie that he says.
Can we stop for a second? Do you just buzz in like you say?
No, don't buzz in.
Okay.
Wait and wait through an arduous series of numbers and questions and decisions. But thank you for asking that ahead of time. Leonard says about this movie, call it corny, but it works surprisingly well. He also says that it's based on a book. And he lists 14 names. Jesus. How many names do you need?
Who's it to, me?
I believe Aaron picked the category.
Correct.
So, take off your anxious pants, Adam. How many, Aaron, out of 14?
Wait, am I up?
Yeah. You picked this category, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going 14.
Take them all. Take them all.
Yeah.
All right, Adam.
No idea. Let's go 10.
He says he can get in 10 names, Nick Griffin, reading from the bottom of the list up.
Oh. Yeah.
Can you bid less, or can you challenge him to name that movie?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do 9.
He says he'll do 9.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do some 9s?
Let's see.
What do you say, Aaron?
We'll try 8.
He says 8.
Yeah.
Up and Adam 8.
Can I just say name that movie?
You sure can.
You son of a bitch.
Dear Zanies Rosemont, may I have another Kettle One and soda pop? soda water? I don't want to get like Coke. Don't put cocaine in my Kettle One and
oh, man.
Tito's if you have it, but I think they have Kettle here.
Yeah.
Your 8 names are Graham Beckel, D.B. Sweeney. He's a great guy. Mike McGlone.
I don't know Mike McGlone.
Dwayne Warren. A. DeLon Ellis Jr. That's four names. Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan. Settle down, Chicago. Julian Griffith. And Brian Hearn. Brian Hearn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Kid Dies. 2.5 stars. Call it corny, but it works surprisingly well. It was based on a book. Oh. Could you guys pass it? Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, man. I'm like, what did Michael B. Jordan movie did he do after The Wire? Right?
Yeah. People are entertained by that for some reason.
Damn.
What you got? You got nothing?
You're fired.
Wow, a lot of emotions in this room.
Yeah.
There's a weird reaction to that. I wonder, like, before he yelled out Hunt for Red October, if he really thought that was going to kill.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 50-50 shot. I don't think...
Yeah.
I think maybe part of it was maybe kind of the anger with which it was yelled. People kind of like, you know what I mean? Hunt for what? You're like, oh no, do we need to leave the building? You know, it sounded like an announcement.
It's also in comedy the rule of fives, right? Like the fifth time you yell something out, it's going to kill.
And that would have just been his first Hunt for Red October?
Yeah.
All right, dude, get in four more. Good luck. What's your goddamn answer?
Oh, why don't we talk to him some more?
You know why.
You know damn why. I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, it's, everyone's going to go
Air Bud 2.
Everyone's going to go, of course, a kid dies in the Keanu Reeves classic Hardball.
Oh,
Hardball has a dying child.
Holy moly.
Made in Chicago. Set in Chicago, right?
There you go, yeah. So, yeah.
My favorite
That was interesting, right?
I think that's, it's a bit...
A guy just yelled out takes place in Chicago. Is there, like... Is this room bigger than I think it is? Are some people here watching this in a different time zone? Hunt for Red Chicago! Woo! You're not going to find it, man, because Chicago's all American.
Damn, horrible.
All right. Who challenged who there? Adam challenged?
Yes.
All right, Adam's on the board with a point.
That's a tough one.
It sure is.
It was.
It's quite the brain teaser, that one.
It was. Oh.
It tickles my head to think about it.
That's a good. That's.
I'm gonna take a nap.
That's a good snaggle. That's good.
Well, you know what it is. It's like I used to always like doing Ed Wynn voices, you know, from Mary Poppins and whatnot. But then now it's just King Candy from Wreck-It Ralph to just be like, "Oh, what are you talking about? I don't know what's going on."
I thought that you were doing Bane again. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Shall we play a game? I live in the shadows.
Lincoln.
New game. Bane or King Candy? Or maybe, what was DiCaprio's name in Django Unchained? It was also Candy, wasn't it? Something Candy? Candyland. And he had Candyland.
Should have said Hunt for Red October, bro.
Yeah, you change it up, you get fucked.
People want what they already know. They
got confident.
Yeah, cocky. Don't get cocky.
King Candy.
Yeah. What I call him?
I was just playing the game.
Oh.
Nick gets to pick the category this time. Oh. And then we go to Adam. Switch the order around. Wahlberg versus Wahlberg. This is Mark Wahlberg movies that came out the same year as another Mark Wahlberg movie. He battled himself for box office supremacy.
That's got to be like four movies, right?
Nick Knack No suggested, that's what she said. That's movies that have female narration. Glad Aaron enjoyed it. And
that's creative.
It is.
It is good.
I try to pick the creative ones. Fast Batch Cumberbender. And that's the films of Michael Fassbender or Benjamin Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't know why I called him Benjamin Cumberbatch. The Curious Case of Benjamin Cumberbatch. Which one of those do you like, Nick?
What was the first one?
Wahlberg versus Wahlberg.
I guess the female...
Where one of his movies crashes into a Wahlberg of his own creation.
No, I'm going to do the female narration one.
Okay.
It's hard.
This movie's got some female narration in it. The year is 1990.
Ooh.
3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that I think deserves 4 stars. Yeah.
King Candy.
The screenplay was by the director and another dude, and based on a book by the other dude. And he also says that his major criticism of this movie is it goes on too long. And if you know Leonard, he says that a lot. And he lists 11, 12, 13, 16, 19 names.
Whoa.
How many names can you get in? That's a clue in and of itself from 1990.
How many can I do it in?
You could say 19 if you want. Take them all.
I'm going to say 12.
Ooh. Big daring jump. Adam.
Does he say it goes on too long because of the female narration? Is he like... is that one of his more misogynist reviews?
I will not say one way or the other, but we we know Leonard better than that.
I'll go 9.
He's quite a gentleman.
Oh, wow.
He says 9. Like, he's such a gentleman. Like, when he reviewed Basic Instinct, he didn't say, and be sure to check out that hot box.
What, the one with Gwyneth Paltrow's head in it?
On Sharon Stone. Yeah. Have you bid yet? Is somebody bidding? Something happening?
He said 9.
9.
9.
9.
9. Ooh, man.
You don't know what to do with that?
Well, I mean, if it is what
8's a great option.
Yeah, I mean, well, if it is what I think it is.
Oh, you think it is something.
He's good to go, but if
he
it's not,
it's
I'm screwed.
Something.
I'll say 8.
He says 8, I'll say Nick.
I'll say name that movie.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
See what happens. See, you were overconfident with the 12. You played me.
No, I have no strategy whatsoever. I'm not kidding.
I think you played yourself.
Yeah.
But I think you also might know this.
Oh.
There's a chance. I'll give you your 8 names, and you can ask me for the clues again if the 8 names are not enough. Ileana Douglas. Michael Imperioli, Kevin Corrigan, Debbie Mazur, Jerry Vale, Henny Youngman, Samuel L. Jackson, and Christopher Cerrone. That's your 8 names. What's it called?
Goodfellas.
That's correct.
Great.
It's my favorite movie of all time. I thought it was either that or, you know what else? Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yeah, could have gone either way.
Not even playing. Same movie. Same movie. Watch it backwards. It's good, fellas.
That can't possibly.
Failing for Susan.
Play the Goodfellas soundtrack to Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yeah, that movie was shot by Michael Ballhaus, who gets interviewed quite a bit in this movie that I just saw recently called Side by Side, that Keanu Reeves talking to filmmakers about digital versus film. It's pretty pretty cool movie if you can check it out. Which brings me to the next category that will be chosen by Adam, I think. Because he was left out of that last skirmish, and then it'll come right back at you there, Nick.
Sure.
Adam, would you like the Martin Scorsese? Oh, look at that.
Ooh, what a teasy.
Martin Scorsese. That's Martin Scorsese movies that don't have an R rating. So that was Martin Scorsese without the R's. Martin.
I think there's one.
Or One Fine Day, and that's the movies of Rafe or Joseph Fiennes.
My God.
And Liar Liar, films in which Bill O'Reilly makes an appearance. As a newsman of some sort.
Let's go with Martin, the Martin Scorsese one.
Okay. Would you like a Martin Scorsese movie that did not get an R rating from the Motion Picture Association of America? I won't tell you what rating it did get, but it did not get an R, from 1974, 1983, or 2011? He's gone clean throughout the decades. Who knew?
Shit.
Goodfellas has more swear words in it than any movie in history, I think. And yet, he's made these movies that are not rated R.
Oh, I might have screwed up here. Let's go 2011.
2011, okay. 3.5 stars from Leonard about this movie that Scorsese made that's not rated R. He says it's beautifully translated from a book. He says that it won Oscars for 5 different categories. And I think that's enough. It's already a pretty narrow category. And he lists 12 names. So if you think you know it, you could bid 0 names, or you could bid negative names if you think you can name the top billed people in the movie in the right order.
No, well, I'll go... Zero names.
He's saying zero names.
But I might have fucked up here because I can't remember if they kept the title of the book or if they changed it.
Well, again, that's more information for your competitors. Yeah. Nick, do you want to challenge him to name it, or do you think you know what movie it is?
Yeah, you're right.
Nick?
No, I want him to name it.
Okay, yeah. He says name it.
See,
whatever you think it's called.
I think it was just called Hugo.
That's correct. And the rest of the title originally was what?
The Invention of Hugo Cabret.
Oh, yeah.
Which got less of a clap. You'll notice fuck books.
That's right. I like that title better, but anyway... good job. Who just got that point? So Adam just won?
Oh. Oh, shit.
Adam's our winner.
I got 2 points. He got 2 points, right? I got 2 points.
How?
Didn't I? I got one?
You just had the one. Yeah, you lost as a lady in the audience. Just
damn.
Pointed out very, very brutally,
didn't
very
I get
straightforward.
A point for doing
you
nothing?
Lost.
Didn't I get a point for doing nothing in the beginning?
No.
I don't remember.
No, I made a reference to At Midnight where they give out points willy-nilly. I give points for achievement, not for just saying some dumb joke. I'm biting
points?
The hand that feeds when I say that about what?
Imaginary points.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but that snuck up on me. Adam's our winner. He won the whole thing.
In the whole country?
Good.
This game gets intense sometimes, you know.
I was brain dead. I was like, I have 9 points. I don't remember.
But that category, thank you to Dementomsty. I don't know what that Twitter name means, but thanks for submitting that category. There's still a couple other Martin Scorsese's that are going to be left in there. Now, where's the person that Adam was playing for? Come get your...
Come
on up and get your prizes.
Monsieur.
Congratulations. Good job.
Yay!
And the other name tags, could you pass them to me, for they will probably have shitheads written on the back. The back of Gwyneth Paltrow's head has a shithead on it. And this one has a shithead on it, too. Adam, what do you got going on, big winner? Where can people come see you do stand-up comedy?
I will be in Fort Myers on the 21st through 23rd of this month, of May. The Comedy Bar in Fort Myers.
Yeah, come on, Fort Myers. Come on down. See Adam. Nick, you're going to be here all weekend at Zany's in Rosemont.
Saturday, yeah.
All the way through. Yeah, I came in a day early to do this, so thank you for that.
Sure. I apologize to Susan.
Sorry, Susan. What else? Susan. I'm sorry, Susan. Remember when Brooke Shields had that show, Suddenly Susan?
Suddenly, sure.
And that guy was on there that was a Hispanic fellow. A Latin guy, Nestor Carbonell. Yeah, he plays the mayor in the with the eyeliner in the Batman movies, Dark Knight movies. It just looks like that though. He doesn't really put on eyeliner. Supposedly, that's what they say. Yeah, but anyway, on Suddenly Susan, he would always say he'd always call Susan Susan.
True.
What are you doing, Susan? And now I can't not hear the word Susan, the name Susan, without repeating it back that way. It's how I am about the word Sharon. I can only say the word Sharon, the name Sharon, like this. Sharon! Sharon! Ozzy Osbourne. All right. You got a website, Nick, for all your tour dates?
Yes, I do.
Did you say it already?
You can go to nickgriffin.net if you want. Yeah, sure.
.net?
.net, yeah.
How do you get .net?
Well, what happened?
The .com guy, nickgriffin.com, is head of the Nationalist Socialist Party in...
Oh, that's a blast.
In England, that's true. That's actually... Yeah. That's it. And I have a feeling more people are going to check out his website than Mongey's. Out of curiosity. Yeah.
Well, all right. Fair enough. Aaron, what do you got going on?
Oh, I do the Handle the Truth podcast at Truth Podcast on Twitter. Two comedians. We talk about movies every week, new movies.
What's it called again? They're
Handle,
here?
Gumballs and Broomsticks. What is it? No, handlethetruthpodcast.com.
Oh, it's not called These Aren't the Hosts You're Looking For?
That's a good one. Buy the website right now. No, handlethetruthpodcast.com, at Truth Podcast.
It's not called This Is the Start of a Beautiful Friendship.
Yep. And then I'm headlining in Harrisburg. What was that date you said?
It's not called We Had You at Hello.
Keep going. I'm buying all these websites in the cloud right now. Harrisburg Comedy Zone, May 24th, 23rd and 24th.
Apple!
And
Apple!
What else?
I lost Apple!
I'm doing...
I must put out an Amber Alert for Apple!
Asheville, North Carolina, May 30th.
Who cares about your dates?
And,
Apple is missing!
I'm doing...
The apple of my eye is gone!
Performing on a box in the middle of a desert. In June.
I don't know why Gwyneth went off about Apple.
I'm gonna be performing in
pretty good impression though.
Thank you to all of my guests. Thank you for coming. Chicagoland. Aaron Kleiber, Nick Griffin, Adam Burke. And as always, Toby Keith is a shithead.
And Chris Martin is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.